96.1 KLPX, Metal Mayhem 2, going to the TCC, rocking out May 13th and 14th. And next Friday, you'll see Brett Michaels out and about because he's doing that show. I have him on the line. Hey, Brett, what's going on?
Beth, it is Brett Michaels, and thank you for being involved and doing such a great job on this show. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, yes. Everyone's so excited for Metal Mayhem 2. What songs are you bringing to the stage that night?
I am coming high energy. I'm coming with all the Poison hits, mixing it with all the new Brett Michaels, the solo hits. You know, with the Rock of Love show, we had the number one rock song with Go That Far, and then we've got all the Poison hits. But just, it's when I hit that stage, I am thankful and feel blessed for all the great years and all the amazing three generations of awesome fans. So it's a party mixed with energy, just mixed with a great time, and it's seamless. We just bring a party to it. It'll be great.
And, you know, since you did bring up Rock of Love, I mean, you've done that show, The Apprentice. Are there any other shows that you're working on right now?
We had just finished up Rock My RV, which was amazing, and then we're in the midst of doing another show right now, which is incredible, and when I'm able to announce it, I'll tell you. And it's also great because, you know what, yeah, they allow me to just be who I was.
I gotta say, I love your Brett Michaels PetSmart Pets Rock collection. I mean, what brought that about?
It comes from my love, not only my love of animals, but since the day I was born. My first baby photo was me with my German Shepherd Park.
Aww.
And ever since then, I've had dogs, cats, horses, you name it. And also, I'm a resident in Arizona, which is killer. You know what I mean? I picked out all the A's. My states are, I was born in Pennsylvania, so it ended with an A. Arizona ends with an A. California and Florida. All the states ending in A turned out good for me.
What brought you to Arizona originally?
My first view of the desert was in my van coming across the country and driving here saying, headed to California. Mm-hmm. And I dropped down in the 40, then down to the 10. And I came through here and my soul, when I got in the desert, just opened up. I don't know what it was. It was just awesome. And then I liked the people and I just fell in love with it and bought a beautiful property here in Arizona. And I love it.
Not too long ago, you released your first official country album. Why now? Why didn't you decide to start your career out in country rather than rock?
Well, I'm a rocker at heart that loves country music, and I spent a lot of time in Nashville down there just writing and performing and playing music, and I think it's a mixture of both. I mean, I love a good song. I think country music, a lot of contemporary country, almost has a lot of what we do. If you look at a lot of the performers out there now, whether it's Kenny Chesney, Luke Bryan, different people, a lot of that sound is a lot of what we were able to do. I just think now music is so less segregated. I think even back when I grew up, man, one time you're listening to a Kiss song and then radio's playing Bob Seger, then it'd be Lynyrd Skynyrd and then Rush. And I think that I've just brought that with me, that music is about what you feel when you're writing it and different emotions. And so it kind of crosses over to both. And I've just been fortunate that Having Every Rose Has Its Thorn hit number one in rock, number one in pop, and top 20 in country. And it just allowed me, kind of gave me a gateway of getting in and writing some music like that too.
And since you brought up that song, Every Rose Has Its Thorn, now that was dealing with one of your breakups. Do you want to describe why you wrote that song exactly?
Heartbreak was one of them, pain, and music is therapeutic to me. So I wrote, I wasn't laughing then, I'm laughing now, but it was a harsh breakup with my girlfriend. And I remember being in a laundromat in Dallas, Texas, and waiting for my clothes to dry and starting to write that song. And a very painful moment in my life, but that's what a lot of music does. A lot of the most painful moments, fortunately and unfortunately, produce some of the best songs.
Yeah. You know, actually, one of my listeners was asking me the other day, he's like, can you ask Brett if Every Rose Has Its Thorn is about Axl Rose? And I said, no, it's not about Axl Rose. I'm not asking him that.
I can truly answer that with a no. It's not about Axl Rose.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Oh, by the way, you know, I'm kind of curious, what do you think about Axl taking over for AC/DC?
I think it's awesome. And I it's funny, of a couple, I'm an AC/DC fanatic, right? I'm going back to my Bon Scott days, and Brian is an amazing guy, amazing singer. I've saw AC/DC so many times, I may be stalkerish at this point, but I'm saying it is such a great band, and I'm really bummed out and hope whatever it is, what it really is, whether it's hearing, vocal cords, there's problems with the band, whatever it is, I hope eventually they work it out, because I'm a mega fan. But I think Axl, if there was a couple people I had to pick out to do this, I think that Axl's voice and the fact that they're going to be out playing the stadiums, and I think he's going to do a great job. I think he'll nail it.
Now, you write for a lot of artists, including Stevie Nicks at one point. Are there any artists that you're working with on songs now, or any artists that you would like to work on a song with?
Well, there's lots and lots of artists I'd like to work with, but what I've been doing right now is on the new record, even on True Grit, if you listen to that, I redid some of the Poison songs, because people, I want to be very clear, it's a rock record with a couple songs that cross over to country, like Girls on Bars. But what I was saying is, you take, Leonard Skinner and I went in and we remade Sweet Home Alabama on Nothing But a Good Time. It was Ace Frehley and Michael Anthony on that song, which was amazing. Then we did Talk Dirty to Me with Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray. Joe Perry played on Every Rose Has a Thorn, Joe Perry from Aerosmith. So I've been able to work with a lot of people I love and grew up listening to, and Phil Collins from Def Leppard's on it, playing on it as well, on a song we remade by Sublime. And it was just, to be honest with you, it was a lot of fun doing that. And I'm just working on writing, as always. Music's therapeutic. I haven't really thought of working, not with another artist as much as just with the Brett Michaels Band.
And for a lot of our listeners who don't know who's in your Brett Michaels Band, would you like to go through the rundown with them?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, my longtime good buddy, Pete Evick, is an amazing guitar player. And then on bass guitar is Eric Brittenham from Cinderella, in bass with me. He's unbelievably great and a longtime friend. And we got Mike Bailey on the drums and Robbie Wild on the keyboards. And we don't even use the in-ears. We're still good, just up in your face, rock and roll. What I mean? Everything is just live music, and we work hard to make it awesome, and we just real spontaneous with the set.
A few years back, you had an injury on stage at the Tony Awards, I think it was.
Yeah.
And you went to a hospital in Phoenix. Now they have a special recreation waiting room with your name on it in honor of you. Going back to that, are you okay since that injury, and how are things at this point with your health?
I feel really good. Long story real short, been a type 1 diabetic since I've been 6 years old. Being out on the road and rocking, I said, grace of God and good medical attention, I'm still here. I had a massive brain aneurysm not long after the injury at the Tony Awards. You go through walking and talking and learning to, get it all back together again. I feel great. And since then, they've found some of the issues. I had I didn't even know you could live with this, but a hole in my heart called a PFO. Wow. And they went in, they operated on that, fixed that. And I feel better now than ever. I feel great and excited to see you. And when I was in the hospital, I went in and built this room so that people that are in there, and they can go to Brett Michaels right now and look up simply Life Rocks Foundation, but I go in and meet people with spinal injuries. Like the other day, I went in and met a guitar player that was in a bad accident and is in a wheel, paralyzed in a wheelchair, and inspire them up, try to walk, do stuff. And in the room, it's for patients and people to be able to go in and hang out. I built it so that people that are there in traumatic situations have a place to go to.
Going back to the injury itself, was that somewhat of a blessing in disguise, because you would have never found the brain aneurysm had you not had that accident?
Absolutely. Things happen for a reason, and had I not had that happen, I may not have been in the Arizona area when it happened. They got me to St. Joseph Barrow, which is one of the best places in the world, and as they say, time is brain. When you have an injury like that, you have very little time, and they got to it and were able to operate, and I'm standing here for it.
A lot of our listeners love to travel to destinations that celebrities go to, and there's actually a specialized luxury themed suite at the Hard Rock Riviera Maya that is a Brett Michaels themed suite. So can you tell me a little bit about that?
Here's what it was. The Hard Rock and I do a lot of partnerships, and what happened was, is I went in, and we went in and they had this room in Riviera Maya overlooking the ocean. It's unbelievably beautiful. It was 5,000 square foot. Mm-hmm. And then I said, well, what's above it? And the only thing above it was the roof. I said, if we can make this structurally sound, can we go up there and we'll make it one of the biggest suites in the world, but one of the biggest suite for the Hard Rock. And we made a 10,000 square foot suite for people to go to that's got everything in it, including my Harleys. It's got the pool tables made out of my 69 Camaro. You have to see it. It's insane. Oh, wow. People just go down, not only stay in the room, but just to visit it. And we made it so it's interactive, it's fun, it's cool, and then you literally walk right onto the beach.
Since you do stuff with the Hard Rock quite often, have you been considering doing maybe a Vegas residency at the Hard Rock?
That would be great to do, but I think that might be something in the future, maybe for Poison, us to do as Poison together. Mm-hmm. I think people would love it. It would give a chance for CeCe, Bobby, and Ricky and I to get together and go to Vegas and do that.
So do you think it's a strong possibility at this point that it will happen?
It's a pipe dream right now.
Okay.
But hopefully we can make that happen. And even, like I said, one of these days, go back out. It's been a few years. And the last few years we've been out, it had been Poison with Motley Crue, Poison and Def Leppard, Poison and Kiss, Poison and Skinner. We've done some great co-headline bills that have been amazing. Mm-hmm. And it would be great to go there and do a residency and even do some dates after that would be awesome. But like I said, at this moment, I'm just focused on making our show with Metal Mayhem.
Yeah.
It's going to be unbelievable.
Who are you looking forward to jamming with on stage that will be at Metal Mayhem too?
I'm hoping that all the guys from Slaughter, Lynch Mob, Joel, all of them want to come up on stage. We'll just pick out a song and do it. Maybe it doesn't have to be a Poison song. We can pick out a Kiss song, an AC/DC song, and just have a great time at the end of the night.
What do you listen to while you're on the road? Like, what would be in your iPod?
Are you ready? I'm going to be old school here.
Mm-hmm.
I still make a mix CD, right?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm a shuffle failure, right? Sometimes I have shuffle failure on my iPod. So what I do is I still burn them. I still throw it in there, right?
Yeah.
I know I'm not going 8-track tape on you, but I'm going a little old school, all right? But I burn everything. It'll start out with Skinner. Maybe I keep it a party on my bus. It's Sweet Home Alabama. Then I hit some Black Crowes. Then all of a sudden I switch over to a little Run DMC. I bring it back around to DMX. Next thing you know, we're listening to Van Halen, Foo Fighters, AC/DC. And I even make some of my own mixes of those songs. So it's a good seamless party.
And we're looking forward to seeing you coming out to Tucson.
Well, thank you for having me. I hope I get to see you, and I hope if you have some fans back, we're going to get to meet. Maybe we'll drag a couple of them up on stage. I do this a lot just to come up and go crazy and sing with us on stage at the end of the night and make a party out of it and yourself. And I hope I'll see you down there and just tell all the great, awesome fans in Tucson. I'm excited to see them Friday.